Good morning. I am Skip Lickford. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are on this Sunday morning. If you're listening to this podcast live, our morning connection, our daily ritual, even here on Sunday, even on the weekend. Like I always say, success does not take weekends off, and this is your daily discipline, your ritual, your to focus on those things that you really want in life, to just think about it. I am talking about things that they apply to your life. You and you alone, I may be talking about some of my stories, some of the stories of my one-on-one coaching clients that I have the privilege to work with every single weekend. You know, not only do I get the opportunity to help them get clarity in their life, I mean, it's such a mutually beneficial relationship because as I listen and I feel the experiences that people just like you go through, it really helps me get clarity in my own life. And I certainly come back to this podcast and I share the lessons that I've learned, the commonality, men just like you, going through this game, this challenge, this jigsaw puzzle called life, and striving for that higher and higher level. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast, to make it part of your daily discipline, make it part of your ritual, spending this time with me. I always like to tell you how much I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me with so many people out there, so many podcasts, blogs, websites, people giving you information, passionate people, very competent people out there. I'm not the only one who's passionate and I believe really delivers a powerful message that can really help you. And you found your way, whether it's through my website, skiplacour.com, my Facebook page, facebook.com/skiplacour page, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes. You found your way here. Lock onto this. This is for you. This is for you. I know that when you go through all the social media, it's entertaining. See what's going on in other people's lives. Maybe here and there you learn some things. I know our attention span these days with so much information thrown in our direction, finding the real meat to hang on to sometimes is a challenge that we get fixated on, we lock on to, we get focused on. This is going to help you because this is all about you. So I applaud you for investing another day, not with me, but investing this time and energy and focus on yourself. I applaud you for taking the time to do that by listening to this Morning Connection podcast. Also, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you supporting all the other things that I do, supporting my supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition, creating a mutually beneficial relationship. Again, here I am on Sunday morning delivering this type of information, creating this connection, making you think about things that you wouldn't normally think about, yet you know they're important for you to get control of your life, to feel that hope and that optimism that little by little you can make tomorrow a better day, and you make a whole bunch of tomorrows a better day. Man, you're going to create that extraordinary life. But it's just like going to the gym, man. You have to work on it every single day, and this is your part. So thank you for supporting Skip Lacour's Mass Machine Nutrition. For those of you men who are determined to take your life to the next level, my Manformation course on skiplacour.com, check that out. And for those of my bodybuilding and fitness enthusiasts, it's core right now of the people who know of me and follow me, through my contributions to the bodybuilding and training world. Man, all the people who have supported me in over 63 countries with the DVDs, the ebooks, all the information to help them with their bodybuilding and training. I just can't tell you how much I appreciate all that, because it's one thing to, you know, create a life where you're passionate and you want to help other people. There's a lot of people out there who are willing to do that. And it's a select group of people. It's another thing when you can create win-win situations where you can create value for other people so that you can continue to focus and get better and better and better at what you do. And that's all because you supporting all my efforts, my businesses. And I definitely want to give a big thank you to all of you who take that leap of faith and get that one-on-one coaching with me on a weekly basis. The core of my one-on-one coaching clients. And I understand, too, that many of you guys right now, many of you men out there, you're listening to this, you're loving this kind of stuff, and you're sitting on the fence. You think, wow, this guy gets it. He gets me. He sounds a lot like where I want to go. And at the same time, he's talking to me like he's gone through the same challenges as me. And that gives me some hope and some optimism that if I do the same things, maybe in the next few years, I too can accomplish some of the things that this guy Skip LaCour has done. Man, I want that for you, and I even want it better for you. I want you to do it with less effort, less time, more joy in your life. And that's what I'm passing along. All these insights that I've learned along the way that I've learned from the school of hard knocks, right? A lot of successes, a lot of failure, a lot of heartache, a lot of pain, doing it right, doing it wrong, and then doing it right again, only to do it wrong again because I didn't understand why I was doing it right. I want to kind of just talk about all those things through just casual, you know, conversation like this one, where you can passively listen to this while you're driving on your commute, while you're doing your cardio. Just little by little, we'll piece this all together, you and me together, because I'm on this journey with you too. If you're a younger guy and maybe you've admired some of the things that I've done as a bodybuilder, or maybe you don't even know what I accomplish as a bodybuilder, you just like the information with bodybuilding and training that I'm giving you. Like, I seem to have this stuff down a level of mastery that, you know, you've got this angst and this desire to gain for yourself. Maybe you don't know anything about this whole bodybuilding stuff that I used to do, that I currently do. And for you, it's all about this man-formation leadership. Maybe the things that I talk about, you want some of that energy. You want some of that confidence. So it's all about the man-formation. Or you want to be a person who you've got some ideas. You have this desire to help people all over the world to speak your truth. And you see what I do on podcasts like this one. Or you see what I do on Facebook, that type of leadership role. And maybe you see what I do with Mass Machine Nutrition. Or maybe you listen to the More Than Just Muscle Saturday podcast and think it's a cool thing what I got going on with my wife, Carrie, and what we're doing there. Whatever it may be, I just want to let you know that I'm sitting here sharing it to you because I want that for you too. So thank you for investing this time in yourself and listening to this Morning Connection podcast. You know, I talk a lot about, you know, what it takes to succeed. I talk a lot about mental toughness because I really do believe that is going to help you get to that level in life that you really want. You developing that mental toughness, that mental and emotional flexibility, that's going to help you get to where you want more than anything else. And, you know, after you really get clear and get defined and define what it is you really want. And that's a whole process by itself. I mean, later on in the podcast, I'm going to take you through our daily disciplines, or I call them 10-second daily disciplines. If you're new to the show, you'll know what I'm talking about, but I take you through a series of questions. And one will be, what is it that you really want in life? What's that thing? Could be a material possession. It could be an experience, an achievement. What's that thing in life that you really want, that would really take you stepping up? Listening to this podcast every single day, but more than that, you really thinking about the things that I'm saying during this podcast, then you executing more often than not the 23 and a half other hours of the day, right? And you do that for weeks, you do that for months. That's what this one thing that you want, that's what it would take, you know, months, if not even years of you stepping up. And if it's something that you can achieve like in the next week, well, that's awesome. But that's not the big thing I want you to think about. I want you to think bigger than that, something that is going to really you're really going to have to stretch yourself for. All right. And what's important is, what kind of state of mind are you in when you're even thinking about that? All right. You know, when I had this past week with one of my one-on-one coaching clients, what I had this gentleman do is, because he's doing so darn well already. And, you know, sometimes doing well, it's our biggest challenge, because going to those higher and higher and higher levels, I mean, we must have some of that inside of us to become successful at any level anyway, right? But what's the difference? You know, I always think about, you know, entertainers, singers, and recording artists. And, you know, they're all talented, obviously. They're all hungry to make it through the grind, to become a pop star that you and I would know, right? They have to be incredibly talented, persistent. You know, we may just learn of them, I don't know, recently. But they've been on their grind, pumping, doing what it takes 7 days a week for years before they actually make it, and then we get to know about them. So there's a lot of the backstory that sometimes we don't know or we don't appreciate. So obviously, again, they're talented, they're driven, they're committed to make it to that point where we know about them, and they're known all over the world. But I always look at that, and I'm just amazed how, you know, how do some recording artists, it's decades later and they're still going. You know, actually, they're still going. Sometimes you even wonder why they're still going, right? Maybe it's like the Rolling Stones or some of those, the Who or those other bands. I mean, they're still on the road traveling, still doing their thing. And I know if you're on the outside, you might think, well, that's for the money or whatever. Well, whatever it is. You know, even like I was watching Miley Cyrus, you know, the young new thing on flipping through the channels last night, and she had one of her live concerts. And then at the end, who comes up but Madonna, who's still, you know, on her grind, working. You know, she was the master years ago that she would always recreate herself, always stay relevant, try to be hip all the time, making trends. Well, you know, here she is in her probably her mid-50s right now, and there she is still working to be relevant by getting on stage and doing a little song with the hipster, the young, cool next new thing, Miley Cyrus. She was doing her thing. What creates that drive to keep on taking it to higher and higher levels, where, you know, some very talented singers, recording artists that I know, you know, they get their one or two big hits and then they disappear. They had enough success and they go back, you know, to the regular life. They probably made more money than they ever dreamed possible, more than their parents, more than their family ever made. And if they were doing it for those reasons, in addition to that's their craft, well, they have their fill. They achieved the level of success that they wanted, and they're not so driven anymore. We all have that inside of us. You know, why do some people keep on going to higher and higher levels and some are okay? And we're all different. We all have our different levels of motivation. And so with this gentleman, you know, he's just really successful already. And intellectually, he knows that he should be driving to higher levels. But what happens, and this happens to a lot of us to some degree, I know it happens with me, is that, you know, you have your grind, you're pushing, and then there's this thoughts that come in the back of your mind, like, you know, I'm doing better than most. I've accomplished a lot of things. And it's like that balance between appreciating everything that you've done, you know, stopping and smelling the roses, but also, you know, cooling things down just enough that you just aren't on your grind. You're just not driving. You're not looking for those opportunities at the same level. And the challenge with that is, that's fine if you really believe that. You know, people don't have to keep on pushing. They don't have to work 7 days a week. They don't have to get up at 4:30 in the morning to do a podcast on a Sunday, and right when they're done, they get on there crying, and which I'm going to be doing right when this podcast is over. You know, I start on my Sunday one-on-one phone consultations. So, you know, my very first one is right when this podcast is over at 5. It's a young gentleman on the East Coast, and it's 8 a.m. there. And then the next one after that is a gentleman in England, right? And I go all day long until 1 p.m. Today, right? I have my reasons why I work so hard with my one-on-one coaching and Mass Machine Nutrition and all the other things that I do. But, you know, everybody has their own thing. And I totally respect that, and everybody. We're all on this journey. We all don't have to achieve the same things, because I'll tell you, I know that there's a lot of people who are working a lot harder than I am, right? So, but I'm fascinated by that. What keeps us going? When is enough enough? And it's okay. You know, man, I'll tell you this. I'm not one of those guys that puts my values of what people should or shouldn't be doing. My purpose, my goal is just to make you think about it, because what you don't want is you aren't working with that sense of urgency. You're not looking for those opportunities. You're not executing. You're not taking advantage of those opportunities that you even took the time to seek out, because, you know, you feel like you're doing good enough, better than most, good compared to other people. And then maybe it's 5 years later, and you just think, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? Man, I wish I had that time back. Well, it's you can't have that time back. I mean, that's definitely the way that I feel when I think about my competitive bodybuilding career, when that came to an end 10 years ago. You know, I had my plans on assimilating now back to regular life. I was in that focus, dedicated, committed. And I just think, wow, I look back, you know, what it took for, you know, all that dieting for so long, all that discipline, all that seclusion that I felt it took me to become a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, and then the writer, the entrepreneur. I didn't have a regular job to fall back on, so I had to hustle, 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 and all my energy went into that area for so many years. And so the plan was, after that, was, okay, now it's time to get, you know, my personal life in order, to balance that out, and then also, you know, create a business, financial opportunities, real work that wasn't so temporary. Because really, when I was a bodybuilder, you know, I was able to earn just a very modest endorsement contract for basically being a bodybuilder and, you know, spokesperson for the supplement companies that I represented back then. That was, like I said, it's very modest, nothing huge, nothing to live off, and nothing to put money away for the rest of my life. And then what I did, connecting with people like you, the information products, DVDs, ebooks, downloads, those type of thing, information products, some appearances in there, but it was really pieced together. I never believed that was going to be, you know, my retirement money. It was just, you know, enough money for me to connect with you in this matter, to become a leader in the fitness industry, so I could focus on that, so I could focus on becoming the best bodybuilder in my physical body, and to do all that, right? So when that was done, then it was time to piece together, you know, the rest of my life, like a real person now. And I look back, and I wasn't ready for that. I mean, I was physically and mentally tired. And so, you know, I continued doing the same things. I was still earning the modest salary as an endorsed bodybuilder, even though I wasn't competing anymore, which, you know, in comparison, that was kind of nice, because I didn't have to compete and diet and put myself through that pressure every single day, where every minute had to be accounted for. That pressure was taken off, and I still received the salary. And then it just gave me time to enjoy life, balance my life, figure out a lot of these things that, you know, I'm talking to you about now. I have the time to focus on my weaknesses, what I had to do as a man to develop life at a higher level. And really, as I think, that's where, you know, a lot of my time was spent. And I continued, you know, creating products, creating value through the information products. But as I look back, and that's the point that I'm making, is that I wish I had a coach. I wish there was a podcast like this one that really reminded me is that, okay, you achieved a lot of things. I was in that mode. I was complacent. Sure, I was working hard every single day. I really was. I still was working the 10, 12 hours a day. It's a big difference, though, when you're working with a sense of urgency, like this has to get done. This must get done. And just working. And a podcast like this one would have made me think is that, okay, what are you doing right now? Is it getting you close to the results? Are you kind of hanging out for a while? Because I really was just kind of hanging out for a while. It didn't seem that way, all right? I still had my pressures of the day and still, you know, working towards happiness and fulfillment. As I look back, though, man, a lot of time was wasted. A lot of productivity, efficiency that I could have been striving for, opportunities I could have just jumped all over. I could have done that if someone would have reminded me, or, you know, I created the hour. It's up to me. It's not somebody else's job to do that. To always, and was I working with a sense of urgency, or was I just working? A lot of time wasted. Even, you know, starting Mass Machine Nutrition, that was always the plan. I didn't start it until, you know, about 7 years after I retired from bodybuilding. Now, in those 7 years, you know, a lot of the getting my stuff together, getting my head together, making my man formation, creating the man formation program, experiencing things in life that, you know, all those 15 years of that dedicated life, you know, didn't allow me to. So it wasn't like I was just sitting around. I just looked back and I could have used that time a lot more effectively if I would have had more of a sense of urgency. Could have still enjoyed life, still could have had some of the adventures that I have that I'm thankful for. And so that's just what I want you to think about. And now getting back to that client who was doing so well, it's like, so he wants more out of life. And he's got that angst inside. He wants more in life. And maybe you can relate to that. I certainly can. And then there's this part of your brain that it makes you, it cools things down when you get all heated up, like, man, here I go. You do have that sense of urgency. And then there's that voice in the back of your head that's kind of, well, you know, I'm doing pretty well. Better than most people. You know, you got to stop and smell the roses, and it cools that heat down. All right? And that's fine if it's a well-thought-out process. What you don't want is 7 years later, maybe in my case, 5 years later, whatever for you, and then you say, wow, you know, I wish I had somebody help me think about that. Am I really indeed working with that sense of urgency? Is enough, like I'm kind of working like it is now, all right? And I know there's this balance every time we talk about something like this. Maybe for some of you, just get all anxious, like, oh, God, take the heat off, Skip. Come on, man, don't you ever laugh? Don't you ever have fun, right? Life is more than just grinding. I totally understand that. And it's that balance, though, that perfect balance, and we all define it our own ways, is that what is too much of that grind, that pressure, that sense of urgency that makes life uncomfortable for you versus that good, healthy amount so you keep on keeping on, taking steps forward every single day to get those things in life that you really want, those, whether it's, you know, material possessions, if that's important to you for whatever reasons, it's experiences like love at a higher level, connection at a higher level, times with your family, you know, creating that family that you really want, relationships that you really want, or achievements, if that's what you want too. Maybe, you know, when I talk about these bodybuilding contests and the achievements, maybe that's something that you want to put yourself to the challenge. And maybe it isn't maybe bodybuilding, but there's this passion that you have that you want to get really great at. You know, I just, one of a former bodybuilder who was on some of the United States teams with me years ago, I see that he's like in the top five right now in the CrossFit Games. So he went on that journey. So maybe you have something like that, whatever it may be, that achievement that you really want that's going to take that stepping up. You know, what are you doing here on Sunday to make that happen? Are you pushing yourself with that sense of urgency? What's that right balance for you? Are you constantly testing yourself to see how much you can handle? All right. Hey, whatever you work out is fine with me. I can support you anyway to help you get what you really want. But again, these are some things you need to think about what it is you really want. Get that settled in your mind. And this Morning Connection podcast like this, it can really help you, you know, think about it so you don't let a lot of time go by, right? And that's what I do with my coaching. And I talk specifically about the person's situation because we're all different. You know, sometimes it's not that we don't know what to do. Sometimes it's not even that we don't know what it is we want. And sometimes we're really clear on what it is we want. It's just that we don't think about it enough. You know, we forget about it for a couple weeks, couple months, maybe every 6 months. Oh, yeah, that's what I really wanted to do. It's keeping us back, going back to what we say that we want, what we really want. That when this life is over, we create this masterpiece. Or hell, when the next 5 years are over, that we really pushed ourselves. Right? And that's what this is for, to get you to think about it. Again, with that perfect balance between pushing yourselves, feeling that healthy level of angst, of that healthy level of sense of urgency that you can move forward and still enjoy a quality of life, and then pushing yourself so hard that life becomes a burden. We definitely don't want that. Hey, make sure that you are signed up for my Morning Connection newsletter. Go to sltips.com/22. SL for Skip LaCour, sltips.com/22. Get this daily dose of mental toughness. Takes you 10 or 15 seconds every single day. Get in the habit, get in the discipline of doing that along with listening to this Morning Connection podcast every single day. You know, in that Morning Connection podcast, that Morning Connection newsletter along with this podcast, I'm going to take you through the 10-second daily disciplines that I just talked about. So let's go through that as we wrap up our time here together. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? All right, you know the drill right now. Take the time, bear down, and think about it. Go through that emotion. Think about it. What was that thing? This is what builds self-confidence, when you can identify it. And then you've worked so hard to identify these things that you know them when they're happening. That's step two. That's phase two. And then phase three is you're so conditioned to think about these things and how important they are in your life, you start looking for opportunities to create these things. You're looking for things that you know will impress you because you got to get some, got to get your fix every single day. What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? What was that moment for you yesterday? And then take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, accomplishment that you really want that would take this type of mental toughness, this type of execution, focus, clarity on your goals. It would take you months, if not even years, to make that happen. When you know it takes you that period of time, then you know that's a big enough goal. We want, at this point, something really big like that. Maybe you're getting clear, more and more clear on that. Is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to the results that you really want? Results, we're results driven. And again, I'm going to ask you, what are those results that you really want? Got to get clear on that. All right, so that's going to do it for our Morning Connection today. You'll join me again tomorrow for your daily discipline, your ritual. All right, so have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll connect again tomorrow.